Well, literally, the Formula One Grand Prix in Australia has just finished, and what a tremendous race, and what a great start to the season. Obviously, it's good to have Formula One back. It's a wonderful mix of technology, tactics, ability, and from the drivers, sort of old-fashioned derring do. A few points to make. First of all, how ugly are those cars? I mean, they look like industrial lawnmowers. All the worst bits of the 1970s Formula One cars, and some of those 1970 cars look pretty ropey. And what about for forthcoming races? What can we say? Well, short term, obviously, Brawn are the team to beat. Ferrari looked quite good before technical and driver error. Toyota were really disappointing, lucked into third and fifth place, but for one of the three teams with the advantage of this new diffuser, they were pretty poor. Williams, what in heaven's name happened there? I mean, they should have made more when they had the better tyres. Nakajima's always a bit of a liability, but Rosberg's the guy you're looking to, and he's saying, well, the team have got to perform this year. Well, he's got to perform this year, and he didn't really do it today. Lucky to get seventh at the end of the day. And will they be able to make more of their advantage before the other teams catch up? Because, of course, that diffuser error is going to be sorted, and the chances are it's going to be sorted out in favour of Braun, Williams, and possibly Toyota. But Toyota's looks to be slightly different because they already got pushed down the grid. Longer term, you've got to say McLaren will only get faster. And frankly, today with Hamilton driving it, it actually didn't look too bad. Certainly didn't look like the back of the grid that we were expecting. Once they can get their version of the Braun diffuser fitted, then they'll be right up the front. The problem is, of course, it's quite a big change to do to the car. So for a while, the Braun and the Williams, and to a lesser extent, the Toyota, are going to be up the front. I would expect that by the time McLaren get things sorted out, it might well be too late for Hamilton's title challenge. But if he can put in performances like he did today, you never know. Anyway, that's my thoughts straight after the end of the Grand Prix. All the results, of course, provisional. The 1 and 2 are under investigation because, of course, there's the appeal against them. But let's hope that it doesn't turn out to be one of those discussions that goes on in the courts. We'd all rather see Formula One decided out on the track. Fabulous race. Look forward to seeing everyone in Malaysia.